It is a mild June afternoon across much of eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures have been up in the 70s and 80s today, so it is warm, but it's really not that humid. The humidity remains locked to our southwest. That's going to attempt to get in here over the next couple of days. And across the north, it has been a different story. Clouds have been pretty stubborn today, and temperatures are running cooler than they are running elsewhere. We've had a couple of showers at times fall out of that cloud deck. Overall, though, I'm not expecting any major weather problems region-wide through the late afternoon hours into this evening. Temperatures tonight will drop into the 50s and low 60s, so it'll be a pretty comfortable night once again. Most people will be able to get by having the windows open to let some of that cooler air come in. And then tomorrow, we are going to see a temperature and humidity battle set up overhead. There's cooler air to the northeast that will advance to the southwest, and at the same time, the more humid air will attempt to surge in from the southwest. So the line will set up overhead tomorrow, meaning that temperatures will likely vary once again region-wide, with the warmest weather to the south and west of the Capital District. It may end up being a little bit cooler again across the North Country. Humidity levels are going to climb during the day tomorrow, so you will notice more mugginess as the day moves along. And there is going to be the chance of a passing thunderstorm during tomorrow afternoon. There's the potential that a couple of those storms could be on the heavier side, especially west of the Hudson River. And then tomorrow night into early Thursday, we're all going to get into that humidity. So we'll see the humidity surge ahead of a cold front. And then as that front comes by, we'll have the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. So plan ahead for that. The front will push off to the east later on Thursday, and the humidity levels will drop late in the day into Thursday night. And on Friday, the humidity levels will be nice and low, so it'll be comfortable in that respect. Though still quite warm, not hot though. Temperature should be up around 80 degrees. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the 50s to around 60, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, warm and more humid, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, with highs in the 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the low to mid-60s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, warm and more humid, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, warm and more humid, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the 70s to low 80s, and on Friday, partly sunny, warm and less humid, with a high around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.